The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It is Free Fire Radio. It's, however, Thursday, so this is Trish Clark, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by my good buddy, Sharon Clark.
Good morning.
And we're going to give you all of the news that's worthy this morning. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Gosh, Sharon, it's great to be back with you.
Oh, my gosh, it's been a few months, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It really has. You know, it's going to get not as hot today. We're looking for a high of 98, a low of 89. It's just 75 degrees out there now. On Friday, not as hot, high 97, low of 69. And on Saturday, high of 99 and a low of 69. Unfortunately, by Sunday, it's going to bump back up in those triple digits again. And we're at 102 on Sunday. And 104 on Monday.
Ooh,
so
it's here.
I think summer is officially here. They say this. I always like the term that they use. It's higher than average. I'm not sure what that means because we're just kind of used to this.
That's right.
Doing this
sweltering
stuff, sweltering this kind of year. Awful humid, though. I've noticed that. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So.
What's going on?
Well, you know, it's a busy time of year. I noticed that there's so many things going on. A lot of people are paying a lot of attention to the issues with the heat, PG&E and all the things
for
that
sure.
Everybody's watching. Those of you who live in Redding are not so absorbed with PG&E's little notices about, we're going to be shutting off power randomly whenever we feel like it, and you'll never know.
Is that what the notice says? Well, sort of.
I mean, it just says the high wind danger or red flag warnings or any of those things when there's anything happening, they can determine really with very little notice to just shut the power off to avoid any calamities. So,
well, and I did read an article that – rated the risk factors for the for other small paradise-like communities, and Shingletown was number one.
Yeah,
as far as similarities to the elevation, the kind of one way in, one way out. There's not a lot of exits out. A lot of elderly population. So that was the number one kind of tinderbox community in Northern California on the list. And Nevada City.
Yeah,
was also on there. You know, we've built these communities within this structure of this really dense forestry, and it's just scary when, you know, you have something like the campfire that just moves so quickly and people just don't have the strategy to get out, you know. And hopefully, I feel like, you know, I evacuated very quickly and was very safe because of all of the fires the prior year or two in, you know, Sonoma County and Napa area. We saw how fast moving those were through residential neighborhoods. So I feel like now hopefully we've learned something from the campfire, which to your point, PG&E is saying, hey, because that was a huge part of it. These high wind gusts, something blew into a power line, they suspect, or whatever. But I mean, to see another community demolished like that, what a tragedy, loss of life and homes and everything like that. So hopefully we are on the offense more this year.
You know, the community of Shingletown has been aware of where they live and how they live, and it's always been a question of not if it's going to burn, but when it's going to burn. A lot of a few years back, they did a lot of debris removal and had a big project going where they were going into communities, especially for the elderly, and cleaning up a lot of the lots and going through it. I don't know how that has progressed. But I'm hoping that they're fire ready, and I know that I have a lot of friends up there who are very hesitant to leave communities during that period just simply because they're afraid of the fires. We all need to be aware of it. I think the other thing that people fail to recognize is that if you are on PG&E and a lot of the unincorporated areas, certainly a lot of the city of Anderson still, to the best of my knowledge, my house, when the power goes out, so does my well. because I'm still on a well, not on steady water. So
okay.
If you stop think about the,
yeah,
not only are you going to lose everything in your refrigerator for if you're off for 48 hours, if you can't water in this 105, 106, 107, you're going to lose your whole yard.
Right. Well, yeah,
in a heartbeat.
I mean, you just have more dry area.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, just, you know, you got to water practically every day. Mm-hmm. In this heat. So a lot of things to think about and be prepared for.
Well, I think like when, you know, a couple years ago when I heard, a fire is, you know, on Oasis Road, 1 acre, fire crews responding. You know, I get alerts from Record Searchlight, Channel 7, whatever.
Right.
Those alerts hit me completely different now. You know, that 1 acre fire can then be 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, and it's just like, I think I just as someone living in the community got a little comfortable that, you know, that this is going to be normal fire behavior and we're going to get CDF or Cal Fire or whoever out there. And now it's like, I don't take it for granted. I keep watching it for the alert. Like, okay, it's out, it's contained, you know, because that everything starts small.
Well, and they do, and we need to be aware that these fires are. I was at my meeting at the Anderson Fire Protection District the other night, and the crew came in, and they had like 8 or 9 rolls that day, just small little spot fires here and there. So people need to be aware. They need to be careful. Certainly at this point, they're all fire has been shut off. Nobody's doing any burning. And you just need to still be aware. You need to mow your lawn. You need to do that early in the morning or late in the evening. You need to be aware that you need to have water around and available. And if it's real dry brush, but you do need to clear it. We want to be sure that people are clearing it, but doing it in the proper manner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know all the fire departments are out there telling everybody if you got long weeds and you got, you know, high grass and you got all that stuff, you need to be taking care of it.
Yeah, I mean, we do have some personal responsibility here. And even on my side of town, when I was out for 8 days, you know, there off of Buena Ventura and Eureka Way, there's still a lot of ammunition. I mean, there's still a lot of greenery that did not get touched, that is still big and close to the road and in people's backyards. I mean, so I don't feel like even that area is completely safe. I mean, there is still...
And you hear people say, oh, well, you know, we don't need to worry about it now because we had that horrible fire last year and it just burned everything up. No, it didn't.
Unfortunately. No, it really didn't.
And if we haven't gone in and cleaned up those areas, although we've done a fairly good job of that, but that's fuel. And just laying there waiting to happen. You know, and everybody's tired of hearing this, I'm sure, but the fact remains that we did this to ourselves. We started this way back with the whole idea that we couldn't do anything in the forest. We stopped managing our forests. We stopped harvesting the timber. And when we just kind of left it there and came up with all those new rules in the forest, even if something did burn, you had to leave this and you had to leave that. And you couldn't spray and you couldn't do this. You know, you have to leave so many feet of tree and you have to leave so many snags for this animal and this bug. And, I mean, the rules are just, I mean, they're pretty ridiculous. Well, we created a habitat that's not good for anything but fire.
And then planted our houses in some nearby.
And exactly. And there's homes right close to it. So when you get a firestorm like we did last year, specifically with the car fire and the other one up above it and then the campfire, there's very little that's going to do that we can do to slow that down.
Well, and I think we learned, too, that a lot of those amazing first responders, firefighters, have been trained, some of these guys, for 20 years, but the training was on fighting fire in managed forest spaces.
Yeah.
To your point, you know, that we've let things get so out of control that even the fire behavior is way different than what they had seen in their careers.
As we have said for years and years, and in the olden times, I mean, in the old days, we used to burn regularly. The Indians used burning to control the land. The farmers, when they'd come bring the cattle out of the high mountains in the fall, the last guy out dropped a fusee and burned it all off. And then it would simmer, and then the snow would put it out and the rains. And when you come back in the spring, then you had all kinds of beautiful green grass. It was great for nature, great for the cattle and everybody, and kept it so that when you did have the fire, it burned through at the low level and just burned through. Now there's so much fuel built up in so many of our areas, and you're right, you do drive around now with a different eye than you had before.
But I'm sure when there's a little bit of smoke, they're going to get 25% more calls than they ever got, making sure that 911, making sure they know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's happening.
Okay, so we're going to take a short break here, and then we'll be right back after these messages.
Find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else.
And our carnival ride special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotists.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
And now, back to our show.
I could just sit here and listen to the music. I don't know about you. That's great. Welcome back to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is Trish Clark. I'm joined in the studio this morning with Sharon Clark.
Good morning, guys.
And we're just kind of hanging out here and talking about stuff. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. And it's certainly a good time of year to make sure that cooler's working. Warranties guaranteed, 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. Or check their website at homecomfort.org.
And it looks like we have a caller.
And we have a caller on line one. Yes, Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning. You girls are doing a great job here this morning.
Thank you.
But, you know, I think you ought to put the onus on these fires to the people that have made this happen. The tree huggers, our government in Sacramento won't let you do what you have to do to protect these forests and the property around us. You know, they passed laws. You can't do a darn thing. And they are causing this. You know, I wonder why they live in houses, because they're so against everything, you know, that I just don't understand them. It's okay for them to have everything there is, but we are not allowed to have anything, and we're supposed to go along and pay for it while they enjoy it, you know?
And Bob, I'm gonna have you hold on really quick, because we actually have a fire.
Yes, we have a fire to report. This just broke out. This is at I-5 South at the Gas Point Road off-ramp.
Goodness sake.
So if you are in that vicinity, traffic is starting to back up, and the scales are closed, and it looks like a big rig may have been involved. So once again, this is on Interstate 5 South at Gas Point Road at the off-ramp as of now.
And we have a crash or a fire?
This is a fire. This is a report of a fire.
A
big rig is a fire behind the cab of this trailer.
So
there is a fire there, and because it's so dry in that vicinity,
it can take off the whole area.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, and we do have other collisions reported. One at Bowman Road on-ramp, I-5 South near Red Bluff, and another one near Gay Creek in Red Bluff.
People, slow down. Pay attention. Oh, well, so avoid those areas if at all possible, because the last thing they need is more people in there. Thanks, Bob, for the call, though. I appreciate that. And you're absolutely right.
It is absolutely true.
We were talking about that in the first segment, the fact that, you know, we went from managing our forests, doing a good job of being stewards of the land, to living by all of these rules and regulations that have just destroyed our forests. And it's not just the state government. It's the federal government. It's all the way up. We need to start hiring people to run our forests that are foresters and know what the heck they're doing, and get rid of the scientists and attorneys that are running our whole system.
And that's that.
So you're doing some traveling. You're getting, my goodness, you've been all over the place since we last talked. And then you're going to Bangkok?
Yeah, I'm going to Bangkok and Phuket and Cambodia. And so I wanted to tell you what the recommended vaccinations are when you go to those areas, because my daughter, gotta love my little worrywart, says, well, you know you're supposed to get some recommended vaccinations. She's 23. And they are Hep A and B, typhoid, rabies, cholera, yellow fever, and Japanese encephalitis. I don't know which Butte County where my boyfriend is. They don't do cholera and Japanese encephalitis, though they're recommended. So I left a message with our, like, traveling immunization gal here to find out what they recommend I get. But
And I think, you know, we used to do that all the time. If you were going to be traveling overseas, that was something you did. You got your immunizations and what have you. It's so incongruous that you're going to take those steps. And yet, on a daily basis, we have all these people from all those countries coming in here with all of those diseases. And they're pouring across the borders, and we don't do anything about them coming in and immunizing them or checking for anything. And it's proving that that's probably a good thing to do, because we've got mumps all over the place in these areas. Mm-hmm. We've got E. coli coming in maybe a big breakout of that. All of these things coming into this country. But we don't have a crisis. We don't have anything to worry about here.
Trish,
No problem.
I agree. And when we bought this trip, I bought this extra travel insurance that covers emergency evacuations, emergency medical, like $500,000 each. Because I thought, you know, you keep hearing about these Americans over in these other countries that, like, the first thing I want to do is get out if I get something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're, like, in Cambodia. I don't know what their medical stuff is like, but, you know, we've got all these Dominican Republic deaths that have happened, death by minibar, these weird stories about people having their last drink out of the minibar and then dying, you know. So Anyway, I thought, well, I'm
going
to go ahead
and you're going there because?
Well, we're not going to a known area.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to a known area.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think it's, you know, we definitely heard, you know, when you're, stay out of puddles with, if you have any cuts on your feet, malaria, these kinds of things, mm-hmm. you know, so just, but we're, the, in Phuket and, Bangkok, it, those are pretty large cities, you know, it's more like don't drink the water, kind of the same things you get with Mexico. Cambodia, the area we're going to, is kind of a resort town, but maybe a little bit more off the grid, so we'll be, probably be a little bit more careful there, but. You know, when your number's up, your number's up.
Well,
know?
That's it. And I was just going to say, you know, we live our life and try to do the right things, but I kind of agree with that. I think, you know, when it's my time, it's my time.
I'm not going to wrap myself in, you know, a bubble and hope nothing bad happens to me. I'm going to be smart, you know. But we did get the really nice first-class flights over there so we you know, you can recline your seat all the way back and sleep and everything. So,
okay,
but
nice.
You can get a five-star hotel over there for $100.
And I'm sure you guys have the global travel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is really fun to use that. Especially coming back through customs, coming back into the United States. It's so fast.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got one just recently because I found that it. I watch all these people just kind of avoid all that hassle. And that's something I need to be doing. So.
Yeah. When I came back from Europe 2 years ago, I was like, how do I get in that line over there?
Yeah,
wanted that.
Yeah, I started the process. And actually, when I came back from Mexico just recently, then I was able to complete the process coming in back into the United States without having to take the trip to San Francisco to complete it.
Oh, good, because that was an international airport.
Right.
Were you in L.A. or where were you?
I was in Mexico.
Oh, they let you go to their little, interview?
Well, and so, yeah, so when you come back into an international airport from another country, you can, I mean, you don't need a passport to go.
Oh, right.
I mean, you don't, anyway. You may have. So anyway, when I came back in from Mexico, I was able to do that.
Yes, I think it's like 2 years or something. Yes, TSA PreCheck and Global Entry. Oh, is it five?
I think it's five.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
yeah, that's great. I love it.
Yeah.
So that's my, and then I'm going to Cabo in about 2 weeks, and just for like a little 5-day trip there. So Cabo will be vacation. Thailand will be traveling, and I do believe there's a difference. There's you know, when you're getting up every day and going to see things, we're going to go in Phuket. One of the best tours is called James Bond Island. So they pick you up at the hotel, and you spend the day out on the water on this famous island that had a bunch of James Bond filming done there. Beautiful spot.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be doing that. But, you know, you're kind of on a timeline trying to get everything seen while you're there. So it's definitely like more of a traveling vacation.
I have an exciting trip coming up myself with, I'm taking my oldest grandson who just graduated from high school. And we're going to Washington, D.C. for a week.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. How fun.
He has not done all that, and I have all kinds of tours set up. To we're going to be able to see the White House and the Pentagon. We're going to
And you'll love doing that with him.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm so excited to bring him to the things that I've done many times and really educate him about his country and his history and his heritage.
Are you going to get to go to the cemetery? What am I trying to think of?
Arlington.
Yeah.
And then the people that we're meeting, Tony Fish, that is my good friend, his wife is like my adopted daughter. He works in the Pentagon, and so he's going to be giving us a tour through there. And
wonderful.
If you haven't, I mean, most people have not
been through the
Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know somebody kind of inside to get those tours and stuff. So I'm really excited to do that with Logan. And then we'll be going over to Lake Monticello in Palmyra, Virginia for the 4th of July and what have you. So
just the two of you are going to go back.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited about it.
You're going to fly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be a great trip.
Did you see in the news the group of kids that they couldn't get the flight to D.C.? They'd saved all year long. There's like 7th grade, 40 students, and they were supposed to be on American Airlines. They canceled the flight and said, well, we'll just refund you your money. Meanwhile, you got all the teachers, all the students.
Oh, my.
So Delta Airlines sent them a private plane. And flew all these kids and all these teachers to Virginia so they could do the D.C. trip.
Oh, fantastic.
So it was a great story. But, yeah, they saved all their money all year long. This was their 8th grade trip. American Airlines was like, sorry, here's your money back.
Yeah, it's an attitude problem, I think, isn't it interesting?
So Delta came in and saved the day, and they were happy to do it. And, boy, did that get them a nice little plus on their sheet. You know, these airlines need all the positive news stuff they can get right now, the positive news cycle, because, boy, they sure do get the negative when they mess up, don't they?
Well, they do, but they deserve it.
Yeah.
The news is not, I mean, well, that's, where do we start with that and don't have time?
Yeah.
But anything you hear that's quote-unquote supposed to be news is, at this point, opinion. There isn't any news, reputable news left, I don't think, that, you know, they just lie and tell you things that are not true. The only way you're going to actually know what's going on in this, if you actually listen to the words out of the mouth of the people as they're saying them, and then be sure you get it all. So
right,
that it,
in
you know,
context.
In context. Yeah. And then you might have a clue of what actually has mm-hmm. happened. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Clyde's Enterprise, the original and still the best. That's specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. Stop in and see Clyde. Have the TV in your house the next day. Give him a call at 221-4144. We'll be right back after these messages.
Home is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Home is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start Program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
Gigantic ammo sale this Saturday only at Jones's Fort. Our best prices of the year. Bulk packaging in your favorite calibers like 5.56, 9mm, 380, 45, 17 HMR, 22 mag, and much, much more. Starting July 1st, background checks on all ammo sales begins. So now is the time to stock up on all your favorite ammo at Jones's Fort. Big ammo sale this Saturday only, June 15th at Jones's Fort.
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate at Wind River Spa inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution.
Well, that's a very apropos introduction here, our next guest here this morning. Well, welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Trish Clark, because it's Thursday, and it's always Trish Clark on Thursdays. And I'm joined with Sharon Clark this morning.
It's a tough partnership because, I mean, thankfully I don't have an E, so I can hold my own with you.
Yeah, there you go.
Got to be a little bit different.
And we have in the studio with us now, bringing the auctioneer music in, Russell Smith, who is with All American Auctions, but more importantly is representing CSRS this morning. Welcome, Russell.
Thank you so much for having me this morning. It's a pleasure being here with both you ladies. I wasn't expecting you to. It is a pleasant surprise.
Are we better looking than Carl?
You're much better looking than Carl.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I don't see a gray hair over there.
So tell us first off, CSRS. A lot of people don't even have any clue what that is.
CSRS Group is a group of retired gentlemen that get together once a month for a luncheon. And that luncheon, we always have a guest speaker of some type. And it might be on finances. It might be on estate planning. It might be on, we've had the chief of police on safety. We've had the fire marshal. Just various whatever topics that interest people. The group consists of about 150 gentlemen from all walks of life. We have a fishing group, computers, two different golf groups, 18-hole, 9-hole golfers, a book exchange, and then we do special events. And we have a special event coming up next week. I'm a licensed auctioneer. I was asked to do an auction for a fundraiser for them. The Magalia CSRS Group and Paradise CSRS Group both got burned out
right.
in the big
mm-hmm.
fire. So I will be doing an auction. We've got about 150 items. Silent auction will start at 10 a.m. next Wednesday the 19th. Live auction will be at 11 o'clock. We'll have approximately 40 items for the live auction. We've got seven or eight nice golf packages for four at the local courses, including Mount Shasta, Wilcox, Tierra Oaks, Gold Hills, Riverview, Wilcox and Red Bluff, and then Grape Ranch. And they've all been so kind as to donate packages for four with carts.
Wow.
And so it's a nice deal. We've got two fishing trips, one which is very special. One of our own bass tournament gentlemen that fishes a bass tournament professionally has donated a trip for two children, 12 and older, with one parent. They don't want a babysit, so they want one parent to go. And this is for a day at Shasta Lake bass fishing.
Oh, wonderful. Nice.
So they're going to have a ton of fun. Some of the other items we've got is we have 20 ton of moss rock. San Francisco Deli has donated a tri-tip dinner for 20 at your house. Outdoor Creations was so kind to donate a concrete picnic table of your choice.
And those are nice.
Those are really nice. This is one of the round ones that you can put a center in for an umbrella. And then we've got several homemade items. Our local Bill Harris, he's wonderful at building birdhouses. And he's built a three-story birdhouse that we're going to auction off. We have something that's really unusual. We have a set of walrus ivory earrings, and they are legal, yes. And one of the local Alaskan Indians, or Eskimos, excuse me, hand-carved this.
Wow.
And they carved out, look like a baby whales. And then we've got Paint Mart has donated a bunch of paint, spray gun, and et cetera. We've got jewelry. We've got R&R meats. We've got sailing boat. We just have a ton of stuff.
And where is this going to be held?
This is going to be held at the Elks Club.
Okay.
At the Elks Lodge.
At the Elks Lodge.
At the Elks. And that's where we have our monthly meetings at the Elks. And several of our members are also co-members with the Elks Lodge.
Exactly.
So
okay.
This fundraiser will go toward the CSRS chapters that were in Magalia and Paradise.
To help
those families, or
to help those the CSRS groups. There.
Yeah. Oh, help to kind of reestablish themselves.
Yeah, kind of reestablish themselves.
Okay.
Because currently, right now, they're meeting with one of the other groups in Chico. Chico has two CSRS groups: a breakfast group and a luncheon group. So those folks have been driving down to Paradise or down to Chico to mm-hmm. meet with them. So.
Now, or do you guys collect dues from these gentlemen?
We collect dues. Okay. They're $53 a year.
Okay.
And then lunches are $10 each, which is amazing. This next Wednesday we're having ham, scalloped potatoes, Caesar salad, bread, and dessert for $10.
Yo, wow.
And you do that at the Elks Lodge.
We do that at the Elks Lodge, yes.
For a lot of people don't appreciate the fact that the Elks has really good food. On a regular basis, if you're an Elks member, I just throw that in there. They have nice lunches on a regular basis, and then they have meals a lot of evenings.
Oh, they do.
And they're very reasonably priced, and they're good meals. And so you might want to think about that, joining up with the Elks.
Well,
Lodge,
I'll tell you, it's a really nice
place to belong.
When in a lot of my talks that I do about aging and healthy aging, there's a lot of statistics that say that people that never fully retire, as far as staying active in their community, with the golfing and the fishing and all these projects, do live longer. So it's important. I think a lot of times people retire and they lose their kind of passion. They lose their focus. And so I think these groups are so healthy and help, and to stay in touch with the community, to have the camaraderie of the group. So I think it's, you know, I'm really glad you came on, because I hire a lot of retirees, a lot of women that enjoy caregiving and helping our senior population, but they have husbands and they may have relocated here to retire, and they don't have that friendship circle they used to have, and this is a great option for them to get involved with your group.
It is. It's a great option. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I really love about the group is a lot of us, we give back to the community routinely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I've always felt a need for. Reading is a super community. I've helped out the veterans. I've helped out all the schools. Auctions. I do the Fly Fishers auction every fall.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up in September. But it is, as you said, you know what? What are you going to do after you retire?
Mm-hmm.
I'm busier now than I ever was when I retired, and I retired in 2012.
Wow.
And then I went back to school, and my wife says, what are you going to school for? I said, I'm going to auctioneering school. I've always wanted to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I went to St. Louis, Missouri. And spent 12 hours a day having fun down there. Had more fun than I've ever had anywhere.
I think I would be really good at that, because I'm a very fast talker.
As long as you put numbers with it.
That's right. Well, I mean, I'm just thinking here, gosh, that could be a really fun little side gig.
Why don't you try it?
Because Sharon can't talk faster than anybody in the whole world.
I have to slow myself down sometimes, so I have to. Because sometimes I'll tap like this so that I can keep
thinking. Sure, I understand.
My brain's going so fast with all my thoughts that I've got to get them out. But
what do you want to try, a little auctioneering here?
What
do you want to get for it? I got $100 and now too. I got $100 minute too. I have $100 minute too. Well done. Sold.
Okay, I'll let you handle that part, but
I think you'd be great. You want to be my assistant?
Yeah, there you go. We've got a new gig for you, Sharon.
There we go, Sharon.
That would be fun. I'd love it.
Well, Russell, this is great. So I think that, as you guys were indicating, this is a great opportunity for people to get involved in the community. Certainly want to invite them to come out. This auction sounds like there's something there for everybody. You can have the Elks Lodge. Give us the time and place again. It's at the Elks Lodge.
Time is at 10 o'clock for the silent auction, 11 o'clock for live, immediately following lunch at 12. And you'll need a ticket for lunch. They're $10 a piece. If you need to reserve one, call 515-4582.
Okay, again, for the lunch, 515-4582. Okay, and the date is?
Date is the 19th of June.
June 19th.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Okay.
At the Elks Lodge, and that's right down on Elks Drive.
And I think everybody knows where the Elks Lodge is, and if you can't, you can just Google it.
Exactly.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Russell, for coming in.
Thank you, ladies.
I really appreciate it.
Have a great rest of the day.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. We'll be right back after these messages.
Down at an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare, "Hoy, boss, an lovely bunch of cow canucks. There they are, standing in the red."
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus, country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Yeah, I've been thinking about you. Go to
to ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday, a Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day, free to kids 12 and under, and only $1 for everyone else.
And our Carnival Ride Special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you. How you walk, how it talks.
And all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM radio, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. And it's Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark. Welcome. We've been just chatting about some things. Just talked to the Sirs. Sharon Clark is with me this morning. And now we're joined in the studio by B.J. McFarlane. He is the CEO of the Shasta District Fair, and that time is coming right up.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yes, it's coming upon us fast. A week from yesterday, our gates will open for our fair.
And the theme for the fair this year is Shasta Strong.
Yes, I thought that was fitting from the tributes that we've had last year, and our community is so great, so strong. I thought that was a fitting theme for this year's fair.
And the fairgrounds were very involved during the fire, housing all of these first responders and everything. So you guys saw that front and center, what was happening and all of that.
Yes,
wonderful.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about B.J. McFarlane. I always like to introduce people to the community. In the end, I had not met you, which is unusual because I live in Henderson. So tell us about B.J. McFarlane.
The last 9 years, I've been heavily involved in community. I was a farm manager at Shasta College Farm. So I got quite involved in the community around Reading and Shasta County, and then started the job in Anderson at the Shasta District Fair in December. I got three daughters, and a wife, and we live on a ranch with my dad, and we raise cattle. And my wife works at Driscoll Strawberries in Red Bluff.
All right, perfect. So because certainly we're very fortunate that we still have that whole ag element, the true fair kind of opportunity in Shasta County. And we do a marvelous job with that, as difficult as it is, given the time of year that the fair comes around.
Yes, hopefully it looks like the forecast will be good, and it's going to be a little cooler than it has been years past. So we're not going to hit the 110, 115 yeah. degree mark next year or next
hope.
Week.
Let's hope.
So it's going to be a nice week, high 90s. It's nice summer weather.
Perfect weather for the fair. Tell us about some of the stuff that are highlights this year.
This year, we have Wednesday, which is Dollar Day, and Kids Day. Kids under 12 get in for free. Dollar Day for everybody else. Thursday, June 20th, is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and over get in for free. And Friday, we have Cattleman's Day, and come out and watch the cattle show, the junior livestock kids showing their cattle. And then Saturday is our Junior Livestock Day, where the junior livestock auction takes place at 8 a.m.
And that's always, for me, I love that part of the whole fair and the atmosphere and the community coming together, the whole process of the raising of the animals and then the tears when they sell them and, yeah. and the whole emotional, it's great.
Yes, and that junior livestock auction is what makes what your guests before were saying, this community is so great. They sat through the heat a couple years ago. It was miserably hot, and they sat there and bought these kids' animals. These kids worked hard all year, and they sat there in the heat and helped out those kids tremendously. And it's just a great community here to support our youth like that.
For years, I did with another person from Anderson, John Walsh, and he and I were on the city council at the same time, and he roped me into doing the inspection of the barns several years. And I thought, okay, simple little task. I'll go down and, you know, look at a few. Oh my goodness!
Like the barns where the kids are raising.
Yeah, and you had to go through and look at all of the barns, and it's a real process. I mean, I was like, okay, John, you owe me, but it was fun intermixing with the kids and talking to them about their animals. I have a grandson who is into he does goats, or he did until he got way into the cattle cutting thing. But the whole process is good for the kids. It teaches them such maturity, responsibility, so many things that they're just not going to learn any other way.
I've always said if every kid in this world would raise one animal one year, we'd be in a better place.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
It teaches them. Even if it's just one year the kids come through, it teaches them so much.
What are the breeds of animals that are down there? Are there pigs, too?
We got pigs. The pig show's on Thursday. Wednesday is the goat and sheep show, and then pig show is on Thursday, and the cattle show is on Friday. We have rabbits as well, and they show Thursday mid-morning as well. No chickens this year due to a disease, so we had to quarantine that, but hopefully they'll be back next year.
Yeah, one of my managers, her son did, I believe, a pig last year. And to your point, he had to make sure there was enough food, make sure he was home to feed it, you know, and then he grew attached to it and they named it, you know, and then you want it to sell and you want to get a good price, but you also, you're saying goodbye to this pseudo family member, right? So there was a lot of emotions around it, but they had a really good experience. It was definitely a good experience. But
One of the things that I learned through that process, my grandson is in Jackson, and I had no idea the price of goat meat. They sell for a pretty penny.
Yes, they do.
As opposed to cattle or...
Well, it's per pound, so goats don't weigh...
Very
goats
much.
Goats weigh 70 to 100 pounds.
Yeah, but per pound, they're like $15
Yeah, $15.
Yeah.
It's still good money for a goat.
Yeah, I mean, it's like not much meat in the box when you get done, and it's pretty, interesting.
So if there's anybody out there that is wants to contribute, or you don't have to buy a whole animal, you can call us at the fair office, and if you want to contribute and add on, if you know somebody or want to help a kid out, or you can get a group of people together to go in and buy an animal if you'd like, they're more willing to take that on at the office there if you called in.
And all the years that I was on the Board of Supervisors, Glenn Hawes was with us, and the Board of Supervisors used to always buy an animal at the auction every year. And that was a great way to give back to the community. And then I think we would donate the meat. Good News Rescue Mission, I believe, Women's Refuge, one or the other.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a community barbecue that happens July 3rd. A lot of the people donate their meat to that, to the community barbecue. Just kind of a thank you to all the buyers. That's July 3rd.
Okay, so and then along with the animal part of that, of course, you have all of the other wonderful things going on. The entertainment is always incredible. Shows going off in several different places. Entertainment. Who can we look forward to this year?
Our main act this year is Logan Mize, which is Friday night at 7 a.m. And we have our local celebrity Chad Bushnell opening up for him. So I've had a lot of interest in that show for Friday night. Somebody from Southern California actually, I think, is going to fly in. They called me last week, and they really want to see Logan Mize, which is pretty cool to see. So Friday night.
Tell us about Logan Mize.
He's a Kansas farm boy that is an up-and-coming country star. He's got a couple songs on the radio. Seems like a really good guy. Good music. Kansas farm boy.
Chad Bushnell is a great entertainer.
Yes.
I mean, he's very good. I'm waiting for him to take off and be a headliner because he really is very good.
I think he's pretty close to heading that way.
Yeah, that's so great. We've had a lot of them come from this area and end up making it big. So good.
Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard, there you go. How about that?
And then we have the auto races, Saturday night at 6 p.m. at the grandstand. So, as well as all the other traveling acts around the fairgrounds, all the great food, just a lot of stuff to bring your family to, especially Wednesday's Dollar Day, Thursday's Senior Day. So come and enjoy the fair.
And remember, you know, my favorite thing, I love wandering through the buildings. A lot of the local people have spent a lot of time with the arts and the different, cooking part of it where they've baked all that wonderful stuff, and which looks a whole lot better on the first day of the fair than it does by the end of the fair. That's always not the building you want to go through to on Saturday because it's looking pretty, especially with the heat. But all the homemade items, I mean, the quilts and the crocheted things and the barn where they, or the place where they've got all the handmade, everything from saws and water wheels and things that the kids have made. And it's just, you need to take a couple days to go and actually do the fair. And then you've got the carnival. I mean, it's a fun place to spend time and with your family and just running to everybody you know because they're all going to be at the fair.
Well, yes. And especially it being a little bit of a cooler year, so that'll be really nice.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so final thoughts. Anything else you want us to know about the fair?
Come and enjoy the fair. We have the carnival. We have just tons of things to do. If you want to come see the livestock and roam around livestock barns, carnival, all the great food, lots of different fair acts going through the day. Gates open at noon.
Talk to us about packages. I know that there are packages, family packages.
Yes, if you would like to save a little money, you can get pre-sale tickets. It's Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com right now, or you can get them at Ace Hardware in Anderson or any of the Tri-County Bank branches in Shasta County. You can get your passes at any of those or online at our website.
Okay, and what is a family pass?
A season pass of 4 tickets is $29 if you buy them pre-sale before June 18th, and that's an $11 savings. Carnival wristbands.
That'll let them in. How many times?
That'll let 4 people in once.
Yeah, okay.
And then the carnival wristbands are $25 if you buy them pre-sale, and that's a $5 savings.
Okay, that's a decent amount.
And if just an individual pass, you can get on our website. Adults are $8 pre-sale. Senior military is $5 pre-sale. And juniors are $4 pre-sale.
And how much are we going to be paying at the gate when we come in?
$10 if you buy at the gate.
At the gate. So that's a good savings if you plan on going. Are they date specific?
No.
So you can...
Any gate.
Any gate that you want. Okay, so you can go online and get those in advance. I really recommend the bands for the carnival rides for your kids because that mounts up in a hurry.
And we've got some great rides coming. Butler Entertainment always did a good job, and this year I think they've gotten us a great set of rides. So come enjoy the fair.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. This is great. Nice to meet you and look forward to working with you down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And remember, that's in Anderson and a big part of our Shasta County and Shasta Strong. That's a great theme for this year and what we've been through in Shasta County, and certainly proven that that's a true statement. This community pulls together better than any place I've ever lived. Wonderful. Love being here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages in the news.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Persian Gulf region, after two oil tankers were damaged in suspected attacks near the strategic Strait of Hormuz. President Trump says he would not turn away a foreign source offering potentially damaging information on a political opponent.
They have information. I think I'd take it.
In an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, the president says he'd have no obligation to tell the FBI about the offer, despite his own FBI director telling Congress last month the Bureau would want to know. The president says Chris Wray was wrong.
Oh, let's call the FBI.
Saying life doesn't work like that. A month ago, the president pledged not to use information stolen by foreign powers in his re-election bid, saying, "All I need is the opponents that I'm looking at." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Boris Johnson has taken a commanding lead in the contest to become Britain's next prime minister, winning by far the largest share of support in first-round voting by Conservative Party lawmakers.
Johnson, a former Foreign Secretary and leading Brexit campaigner, secured 114 of the 313 votes cast in the round, which reduced the field of candidates from 10 to 7. His successor as Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, trailed with 43 votes, followed by Environment Secretary Michael Gove with 37. The result exceeded the expectations of Johnson's team and makes him almost certain to be among the final two candidates, which will be put to a vote of 160,000 party members nationwide. The winner will become Conservative leader and British Prime Minister Charles de Ledesma, London.
Stocks have been higher so far this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 31 points, the NASDAQ ahead 33, the S&P 500 Index currently up 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. New tax reform guidelines have increased the success of the Fresh Start Initiative. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Tax Problem Solvers at 1-800-928-7418. 1-800-928-7418. You'll speak to tax experts that will analyze your tax matter and tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Ignoring the IRS is not an option, and doing so puts you at greater risk. Let us deal with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. New guidelines have made it easier to qualify for a fresh start. But this won't last, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. Contact the hotline today for a free six-step guide to reduce your taxes. 1-800-928-7418. That's 1-800-928-7418.
Hong Kong lawmakers considering their next moves following violent clashes between police and protesters will oppose a bill that would allow suspects to be tried in mainland Chinese courts. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Hong Kong.
A small group of hardcore protesters is back outside the legislature, but they are outnumbered by many more riot police. Others who took part in yesterday's huge and angry protest are gathering up boxes of masks and helmets and piles of umbrellas. And they are leaving, for now. Perhaps in an attempt to diffuse the anger, the Hong Kong government has again postponed discussion of the widely hated extradition bill that sparked this week's protests.
An alleged gunman and five accomplices have been detained in the Dominican Republic. The shooting of former Red Sox star David Ortiz. Four other suspects also being pursued in the attack. News and analysis at townhall.com. The government says airline computer outages occur about once a month, but still no remedy being offered for those who miss their flights.
The Government Accountability Office says between 2015 and 2017, it counted 34 airline information technology outages, and most of them, 85%, caused delays or cancellations. But regulators don't oversee IT systems, and outages are not covered by consumer protections for passengers. A 2018 outage at a regional subsidiary cost American Airlines 3,000 flights and about $35 million in income. And Delta, 2 years earlier, lost about $150 million from a three-day computer blackout. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Amanda Knox has arrived in Italy for the first time since she was acquitted by an appeals court in October 2011, the murder of her British roommate in the university town of Perugia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. This is Thursday, so it is not Carl and Linda Bott. It is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And we're back together again for the first time in a few months, Sharon. I've missed you.
Me too.
It looks like it's high 70s right now outside. We're looking for a high today of 98. A low of 69, and on Friday, a high of 97 and a low of 69 again. Saturday, 99 degrees and a low of 69. It's not going to get any cooler than that.
Cooler.
But it is going to warm up a little bit by Sunday and up to 102, a low of 70, and then on Monday, a high of 104. Doesn't look like it's going to be terribly hot all next week, though, for the fair that is coming up. So it's going to be high 90s and the low 100s. So not too terribly icky next week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So our guest this morning is one of my favorite people, our district attorney, Stephanie Bridget. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So we've got the girl power going here this morning. We're just going to take care of all kinds
of issues. Two blondes and a brunette. Who knows what trouble we can get into.
Oh, my God.
It's going to solve all the problems.
I think we can handle that for sure. And actually, we do have a topic that we're all kind of involved in and have been for a long time this morning that we're going to start with, and that's the Elder Abuse Prevention Fair. This is Elder Abuse Recognition Month.
Yes, it is. And June 15th is actually the Elder Abuse Awareness Day, where it's nationwide, a lot of prevention and awareness events going on. And then we have ours. I see you have our flyer there coming up this Saturday. That's at Turtle Bay at the Sundial Bridge, and there's going to be food. There's going to be a resource fair, very family friendly, kid friendly, lots of games for the kids, scavenger hunt. Going to light up the bridge purple, and that's from 5:30 to 8:30. And it's a fun event, but it's also a good place to get resources, information, and just kind of raise awareness and put that in your mind that, you know, elder abuse, neglect, exploitation, that's happening, and do what we can to prevent that.
Do you know, had a situation brought to my attention yesterday. It's not a local issue, but I think sometimes people don't recognize all forms of elder abuse. As a gentleman who has some health issues, he's not imminently dying, but time is limited. He's on hospice in his home. He has a daughter living with him. Who he put on his bank account to enable, you know, because he can't drive, she has to drive, and what have you. Well, he just discovered he went to pay a bill and was called, he wrote a check and was called, he had like $23,000 in his bank account. That money is gone, and all of the drafts were to a local casino. His daughter has a gambling problem. I said to the lady that was telling me this, I said, that's elder abuse.
Yeah.
It needs to be a clear-cut, absolute elder. Well, it's his daughter. He put her on there. Doesn't matter. He didn't put her on there to spend his money gambling.
Right. Well, frequently it's going to be a family member who engages in all types of elder abuse, whether it's physical abuse, neglect, or financial abuse. And this is a classic example of financial abuse.
So what should she do?
She needs to report it. Mm-hmm. She needs to call whatever local jurisdiction that they live in, call Sheriff's Office, Reading Police Department. Any one of them can help get this started.
Mm-hmm.
If she doesn't do that, she can call my office, and we can point her in the right direction, too. But it needs to be – that type of situation needs to be reported.
And that's exactly what I told her. I said, you need to call today. You need to get a case going. She's going to go down there this weekend. It's out of the area. But I said, you need to make the authorities aware
right.
that this is happening, whether he wants you to or not. A lot of times they are enablers. They don't want to make a scene out of this. They, you know.
But these people are preying on
exactly.
the elders. And this may be right. this. While he may be okay with it, we have a client right now that we got through a conservatorship, an attorney, CPA oversees him now. But his daughter has an ankle bracelet and was charged for embezzling about $40,000 at Wind River. And the bank caught it. All of a sudden, this man's account that he never went gambling. Here's all these huge withdrawals. And so they actually were the ones that brought it to your office's attention. And then
right.
this whole – but we were in this house, and they were – and this guy has plenty of resources to afford care. We want him to have a half a peanut butter sandwich every day. Don't give him a lot of chips. I mean, they were literally, like, divvying out how much amounts of food we could give him. And the whole thing, like, once this all started to come out, we started to realize was all for the benefit of what was going to be left. It's not his money till he's gone. It's not
right.
his money because he can't tell you what not to do with it anymore.
Right.
Or not your money. But anyway, now we have a wonderful man overseeing all of it. And he's like, hey, if he wants it, he can have it. If he wants to go out for a burger, take him out for a burger.
Right.
We're watching it. But, oh, my gosh, please let him enjoy his life, you know. So.
Right. Right.
It does happen.
It's a sad situation, mm-hmm. but it usually is those family members, and you need someone else. And, you know, there's a lot of organizations that help in situations like that, and then obviously law enforcement getting involved mm-hmm. In order to prosecute that case, make sure that doesn't happen again, do what they can to get whatever financial money back.
Mm-hmm.
All of that needs to take place.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is another reason that's so great to have, you know, the fair this Saturday, because after the fact – You know, Jim Livingston, who used to be really involved in APS years ago, would say, you know, it's like trying to put toothpaste back in the tube. You know, you can prosecute people, you can put them in jail, you can do all of this, but the senior has whatever's gone, they're not probably going to get it back. So we want to educate our seniors, educate their families, the people in their neighborhoods that care for them,
right.
what this looks like.
Right.
So we can catch it.
Everybody. And if you see this happening to a family member or a neighbor or you need to bring it to somebody's attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've had APS called on my staff before. Not anything that has gone anywhere, but the caregiver was maybe answering for the client too much or things like that, and it put a little red flag with a banker or a neighbor, and then come to find or a nurse visiting the home, and then we investigate. Okay, sorry, she overstepped. She shouldn't be answering. But people, I mean, just in my 15 years in business, have gotten a lot more proactive in identifying suspicions. And I mean,
yeah.
I'm happy when people do that. Get involved. Let me have a conversation with my caregiver. Yes, we
right.
should not be prompting someone. The daughter will call us and say, take dad to the bank, help him transfer this money. We cannot be in that role anymore.
Right.
You know, this is just not the landscape that it used to be with all of that. So
right.
it's
well,
really interesting.
That's what you want. You
yeah.
want those people to go, APS to go out and do those checks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want people who are there, if they're at a bank or at a store and you could be shopping and see
mm-hmm.
something going on and hear something and be the person that reports that, because it can make a
right.
big difference to, you know,
And if there isn't anything going on, no harm, no foul.
Right.
I mean, they're going to investigate that, and they're going to say, okay, it was a misunderstanding,
right.
Whatever, but rather report it and have it proved not wrong than to
Absolutely.
Let something go on that
right.
it can be very detrimental.
Yeah, if you see someone, a caregiver or a family member, you know, not treating someone right and things like that, I mean, it's easy to get a license plate number or, you know, identify, especially if it's an agency, name badges or whatever. But,
right.
yeah, I those calls need to happen. If it was a child, we certainly would.
Right.
So we need to treat it the same.
Well, I don't know if they always do with children either. I think
yeah.
we need to raise
yeah.
that.
<It's> true.
we hear a lot of stuff after the fact on horrible child abuse cases where neighbors or whatever. Well, you know, maybe I had a suspicion.
Yeah,
I should
have
reported.
Yeah, they had six kids. I never saw one of them
yeah.
and leave the house and go
so,
to school.
Yeah,
that's
so
right. That is true. Yeah.
It needs to be reported in both areas.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
You know, there certainly are grievances in all kinds of areas. One of the ones that we need to talk about at one point is foster care. There seems to just be some really big red flags out there about foster care. Mm-hmm. certainly those agencies are needed, but when we're providing, I don't know, there just seems to be something wrong with that picture. I wish we could address foster care a little closer. And
yeah.
It's one of those red flag areas for me always.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we definitely need the foster care agency and, you know, the foster care homes and stuff for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I sometimes think that we need to do a little better scrutiny on some of it.
Yeah.
Because I think there's some abuses going on there as well.
Sure.
So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Gigantic ammo sale this Saturday only at Jones's Fort. Our best prices of the year. Bulk packaging in your favorite calibers like 5.56, 9mm, 380, 45, 17 HMR, 22 mag, and much, much more. Starting July 1st, background checks on all ammo sales begins. So now is the time to stock up on all your favorite ammo at Jones's Fort. Big ammo sale this Saturday only, June 15th at Jones's Fort.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Last bedtime, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Nice. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. Welcome back. This is Trish Clark, because it's Thursday, and I'm joined in the studio by my co-host.
It's the Clark and Clark Show.
Yeah, good morning, good everyone. Morning. Welcome back. And we're visiting with Stephanie Bridget, our district attorney, and we've been talking about Elder Abuse Prevention Fair and Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month and week, and it's coming up the day on June 15th.
Yep, June 15th, just to remind people, at the Sundial Bridge, 5:30 to 8:30, Elder Abuse Prevention Fair. Fun, should be fun for the whole family with a lot of resources.
And what we're talking about is it's just making people aware of things that to watch for and things that need to be reported if you see going on. Also want to bring up that we've got a food drive.
Absolutely. We've been doing a food drive for the last couple weeks. This is the fourth year in a row that we've done it. All the food goes to our local seniors in need. We put together a bag of food, and we also put in all the resources that are available at the resource fair, the flyers, just to try to help educate them while they're also getting the needed food. Today is the last day that we are collecting that food. You can put together whatever you have, pick some stuff up at the store, whatever you want to do, drop it off at my office at 1355 West Street. We'd be happy to take that and include that into the food that we're going to be donating this year.
Okay, and it will be distributed through the normal people who handle the yeah. food for the needy and whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're not doing that, but yes, we work with them, and we put all the bags together, and then that's delivered out.
You know, I think this is a good opportunity to kind of point out that there are these programs that are available for people in need.
Right.
And it's so much better if you want to help people who are in those positions to go through one of these agencies, donate to this food drive, do those things, and have the people funneled to the places that are set up to help them and help with all of their problems, not just the food problem, as opposed to handing out money to people begging on the streets.
Yeah.
I can't get any plainer than that. If you want to help those people, this is the way to do it.
That's 100% mm-hmm. true, because I know people want to hand that stuff out to an individual standing on the street. But there's so many resources in town that if we contribute directly to those resources, that it's going to get to those individuals, or it's going to get those individuals to the resources that they need in order to get those things.
Exactly. Yeah. That money that you, I see it, I go around a corner and I'll see somebody reach out and hand them a bill. And I think you may as well have just lit that on fire and burn it up, because it is not going where you think it's going 90% of the time.
Yeah,
just not a good idea.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It is, I appreciate the kind-heartedness of the people that want to do that.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Put your resources in the right direction, and then it really helps.
Absolutely, and if you talk to any of the service providers in town, you know, I've talked with like Jonathan Anderson at the Mission. They agree. You know, put that money into the service providers who can provide them with food and shelter and all of those things. And it's going to get the people who need it off of the streets into those locations where they can get the services they need to help their life change for the good, instead of maybe just that one meal that day or used for something other than what you mm-hmm. may intend it for.
And if they don't want the help and they don't search out the resources, let's not make it easy for them to stay here.
Yeah.
Let's make them need to go. I mean, because we have all these resources. There are people that want the help and need it, people that maybe have a mental illness and an addiction, dual diagnosis because of a mental illness. And then there may just be people that are just hanging out and wanting the easy way out and don't really want to contribute. And let's not make it any easier on those people to stay.
Yeah. Yeah, wanting a free handout.
Yes.
So definitely, I encourage everybody who's listening, if you can, just drop something off at the district attorney's office, 1355 West Street. We'd be happy to donate that and make sure it gets to a local senior in need.
I think the other great thing about the fair I want to hit on, again, it's happening this Saturday at the Sundial Bridge, 5:30 to 8:30, in taking, even if you don't have seniors in your life here in Reading, if you're a young family, what a great time to teach your kids the importance of protecting seniors and being aware that this is a vulnerable population we have, so that you're raising responsible young people And you're letting them know, hey, there are times that, you know, culturally we don't revere our elderly as much as some cultures do. You know, the Asian community, the Hispanic community, the Native American communities have so much respect for the elderly and what they bring and the storytelling and the experiences they've had. And I think it's, you know, some of us we've lost that grandparent connection. We've lost who that person is and the value of them. And I think this is a great time to teach your kids that, to talk about grandparents and what they mean and be on the lookout. You see somebody mistreating somebody that's a senior in a wheelchair, and how opening the door and how being polite and kind and helping them. I think it's a great opportunity to introduce those conversations to our children.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And to do it in an environment that's going to be fun for them, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of kid friendly activities, and it's going to be great just watching the bridge do the light up in purple.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great time for the family, whether you have a senior or not.
And the temperatures are going to be lovely that day and not so terribly hot. It's going to be a great experience down there in the evening. Watching the bridge all lit up in purple is going to be absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A good opportunity for, as you indicate, the education. And we do have a phone call on the line. We'll go to the phone and speak to Gavin.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Good morning.
I'm familiar with there's a senior who owns a home in the Eastern Mountain area, and she has neighbors who are have a large pot grow, and they walk around armed. And they're trashing the whole area where, you know, next to her place, and they're even encroaching on her property. And she's scared to death, and she doesn't even want to stay on her own property. And she's staying at her son's house in another part of the county.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that you know, if you've got the information of, you know, location of house and all of that, which I don't want you to mention that right here on the air, we definitely encourage that stuff to be reported, because that's exactly something we would want, you know, our local sheriff's office or
she did report it to the sheriff's office, and the sheriff's office said that their interdiction team has been kind of dormant, and they didn't say the word disbanded. They still can put one together, but they don't have an activated one that's constantly on, you know, doing its job. So the sheriff's department referred her to the code enforcement.
Mm. Well, I know code enforcement does do some of that work, but if you want to provide that information to the radio station after we hang up here, we can look into that.
If you just hang on and speak to Sue, who took your phone call to begin with, and give your information how Stephanie could contact you off the air.
Great.
Okay. Thanks, Gavin.
That is unacceptable.
Thanks for your information. You know, so it is a huge county. There are issues, and sometimes you have to really keep at an issue to get attention, and just don't take no for an answer. I always say the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and just keep talking until you get somebody to listen to you.
Yeah, definitely. If it hasn't been resolved, you know, continue to report it, and keep track of what's happening. Make a log of the different things that are being reported to you. And encourage that person to make a log of, you know, on this day this happened, on that day this happened. That way you can get the information you need to help continue to provide that to the different agencies. Because you might think that nothing's happening, but there could be a full investigation that's happening, and those can take time. If you're going to have to get warrants, or you're going to have to do other checks and stuff, so you might not always know if it's actively going through the process or not. So you should continue to gather information and continue to keep providing that.
Yeah, and it's important. I always say on all subjects, if you've got a drug issue in your neighborhood or any of these kind of things, just don't report it once and then walk away. Keep on it, and I know sometimes I guarantee you that they log those calls, and if you're calling and your neighbors are calling and everybody else is calling, they are going to pay attention.
Right.
I said it before, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And you just kind of have to be a pest sometimes, but it will make a difference.
Right.
They get one call, maybe not so much. But if they get several calls about the same issue, it's going to get somebody's attention.
So. Well, and you also see that there's a lot more witnesses that are going to help prove the case, too. Once if you continue to gather information, more than one person calls, it makes it easier for something to be done.
I think one of the things we're touching on here on all different kinds of things is there's some personal responsibility involved in all of these things that go on in our lives. You can't just live your life and let life happen around you. You know, be a person that shows up and is involved and takes some responsibility about how things go in your life.
Yeah.
It's just
in community.
In your community. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And during the break, I think we were talking about, you know, some actual signs that people can look for, if signs of elder abuse or neglect, and some of the things that you can look for if you're a family member. Maybe you're from out of town and you're coming into town to visit your elderly relative or family or friend. You know, you can look for, you know, loss of weight. Have they lost a lot of weight since you last saw them? Is there not food in their cupboards? Are they not taking their medication? Are they real dirty and their hair is all messed up? You know, things that you would think if they have a caretaker would be taking care of those things and is not. So just be looking for those type of signs or, you know, anything else that's out of the normal.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. So we're going to continue this discussion with our local district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, after these messages.
Coming home from work today, saw our future. An old man and his wife were holding hands. They were sitting on a front porch swing like two young lovers. I waved to them as I went by. Then I realized that life does not setting of the sun. The best years of our lives still are yet to come. In our old age, love will just get better the longer we're together. It'll grow stronger every day.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black bear time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. to find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Dreams that you dream of, dreams really do come true.
I just love the music that Sue brings us back with. This is Thursday morning. It's KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can also catch us online if you want to stream. Sharon Clark is my co-host this morning. And we've been talking with Stephanie Bridget from the District Attorney's Office. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping family, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. Give them a call at 221-0441. So we're going to jump subjects now. We've been talking about Elder Abuse Prevention Fair coming up on June 15th. And now we're going to talk about the sales tax issues, incentives, discussions that's going on in Shasta County about how do we increase our sales tax to if the citizens are willing, and how is that money then to be directed, and how do we get there?
Right. Well, I mean, we start with the idea, and I agree, that no one really wants their taxes to increase. I mean, I think our community as a whole feels that way. There's an exception, though, that I feel, and I feel like our community would get behind, and is that's for public safety. We've seen our community change over the last, 10 years specifically. Me, I've been here, 17 years working in the DA's office, and it's a different place from when I moved up here 17 years ago. And I think it's a different place for people who are lifelong residents. And that's because of the changes in the law that has sent so much people out of prisons and changed laws, the criminal laws, that has made so many more people in our community who would have been in prison or whatnot, and they haven't given us the money that we've needed to keep that under wraps. We don't have the money we need to have a big enough jail. We don't have the money we need to have enough prosecutors, enough police officers. So a lot of state responsibilities were pushed onto counties, and not enough money was given.
Unfunded mandates at their best.
There's a lot of that has happened. And the way to help our community not turn into what we're seeing in San Francisco and Seattle and those other big communities is to get a hold of it now before it gets out of control. So I'm in favor of a sales tax that's going to be specifically designed, earmarked, for public safety. Public safety is we need a bigger jail. Public safety is we need more police officers and deputies on the street. Public safety is we need more prosecutors, because if you have a bigger jail and more police officers arresting people, you need more prosecutors handling those cases, as well as public defenders representing them. And then you need the probation department as well, because they're going to be overseeing those people who, after they've been convicted, they may be on probation or after they get out of custody. It is a complete system. And if we work on that system in a holistic approach, we can change our community before it turns into San Francisco, Seattle, or any of those other places.
So ideally, if you're going to, and I think this is the only way it's going to pass, is that you need to put that out there in very clear language that we're going to pass this sales tax that's going to raise this amount of money, and that money will be apportioned by agency. And you've got to be specific, because you can't just say police department, because we have three. We have three cities that have, you know, the sheriff's department, you have Anderson Police, you have Reading Police. You have, I think that we, the public's perception of public safety includes fire. And certainly they are a part of that whole system to keep our community safe. You've got arson investigation, you've got all kinds of places where they cross lines. So there's got to be money in there for the various fire districts that are responsible for safety, public safety in Shasta County. So all of those things have to be minutely and particularly spelled out in plain English so that the citizens of Shasta County can see right down to the letter where that money's going to go, for how long, in what proportion, and that nobody that we elect can mess with it.
Yeah, and it has to be that specific, a specific tax. That's the way that people are going to know exactly where that money goes to. And not only that, but we as the agencies, I can say I know that I'm getting, you know, whatever percentage of that tax for the next, you know, forever, 10, 15, 20 years. I can hire and start working on having enough resources for that. If you look at what they call a general tax, where it just goes to the county or goes to a city, and then they get to just decide year after year after year where it goes, there's too much instability that could go to, you know, fixing roads or whatever the problem may be that year. And I don't think that that's what our community wants. That's certainly not what I want. I wouldn't want that. I'm not in favor, as a general principle, of increasing our taxes. But I'm okay with increasing my taxes if I know specifically what it's going to go to year after year, and it's going for something where I know we have a dire need in our community. And what that is keeping our community from turning into San Francisco or Seattle or one of those other locations, which we can do. We have leaders in all of those agencies that are willing and have demonstrated that they can work together to get that job done in order to protect our community and turn things around.
And I think, you know, we've talked about this tax issue before, Trish, that because you guys passed one down in Anderson with a 55%, right?
50%.
Because there's a level of trust there.
That has been created over many years in the community, and unfortunately, the Board of Supervisors and the Reading City Council have not established that trust with their people.
Right, and so that's where
that's where
I think, you know, that we need everyone. We need this to pass by 75%. So if there's going to need to be a big outreach to really educate people that this where it's going, how much accountability there's going to be, because there's just, I just remember that, because we tried to pass something, that failed miserably.
Because we've got to have this money or the world's going to come to an end. And then the day it doesn't pass us and they have the board meeting, they proceed to give raises to a whole bunch of people that have nothing to do with public safety. Trust me, I would have spent your money properly.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that kind of that education needs to happen, and hopefully getting, you know, really positive, whether it's, you know, internet advertising or flyers or stuff in the newspaper, to really get to some of these folks that don't understand the difference between them and don't understand that there's going to be a lot more accountability with this because of the earmarks of it. And
I think they're looking at 2020, as I understand, and it's going to take meetings. It's going to take one-on-one conversations. It's going to take a very clearly articulated document that spells it out in black and white, and people that are going to sign on to support that. And it's going to take the two-thirds vote, the only possibility of it passing.
And doing exactly what we want in order to change the trajectory that we're on, so that we can make things better for our community. I mean, I'm raising kids here. And there's a lot of people raising families here who don't want it to keep going down the road, the path that it's going on. And I know that we have the ability and the leaders in law enforcement who can turn that around if we have the resources, because we can and we do work together.
Yeah, I showed up for work last week to no phone lines, being, you know, 24-hour care. We have hospice clients, all of this. My whole phone system's dead. I don't realize how long it's been gone. I didn't get any calls over the night. That's probably why. AT&T couldn't figure it out. I called our local WorldCom. Glenn came out, and someone had cut all the lines on the back of the building, which we couldn't figure out right away what happened. But then one of the other gals, an optometrist, had tried to rig her door open. So it was an alarm system thing, we're pretty sure. But, you know, 2 months ago, the jewelry store in my little strip mall got broken into in 4 minutes, and the police responded in 4 minutes. I mean, it was a fast, but they had cleared out anything they could and were out in 4 minutes. So now it's like that. I think, you know, sometimes people are insulated from this is still going on. You know, we right. still have, you know, someone saw some people behind an 8-foot fence behind our building. There's no reason they should have been back there. I said, next time tell me, I'll say, excuse me, what's going on? Why are you back here? But they were casing the joint, trying to, you know, figure out whose building was tied to what lines. And unfortunately, my agency got impacted, even though they weren't after for us specifically. But I still think we have a lot of opportunists in this area that are just waiting for it. They're not the crazy looking people that you're thinking they are. They're just waiting around, taking the time to figure out when they can get something. And those are the people that are the dangerous ones. And those are the people that probably got out and aren't being monitored as closely and whatever else. And we want those people either managed well outside of jail or back in if they can't be law abiding citizens.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So.
I think it's interesting from my perspective. I can take an analysis. I was very involved and in the community of Reading on a daily basis for many, many years. I've been retired now for 12 years, and the difference in the community of Reading. Now, I live in Anderson, so I don't spend as much time here now. But the contrast when I am up here, the things I see and the changes that have taken place over that short period of time are astounding. And you're absolutely correct, Stephanie, when you say it was all those state laws that were passed. It started with the federal government coming down on the state of California about the institutions and the lack of mental health care and their response. They were over too many people in the facilities, not enough of this, not enough of that. And so the state started solving their problem by shoving it right down the thing. The difference is they didn't send any money down here to take care of those problems. So we in our communities have people that we just simply need more revenue to take care of. We don't have the property tax like we should have. That was taken away from us years ago. We get just a portion of the sales tax revenue. I think an education process really needs to take place with the citizens. I can remember so many times when I'd have people say, well, I pay property tax, and you ought to be doing this and that and the other. And I would painstakingly explain to them at that time, yeah, but I get like 12 cents out of your property tax dollar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what happens to the rest of it? I mean, there's no nexus right. to where our money is collected and how it's spent.
Right.
And I think that's an education that needs to go on with our population. And I don't hear much of anybody explaining those things to the citizens anymore.
Right. That's true. Because I think I started talking about this, about how I agree we pay so much taxes that who wants to be taxed again? But you pointed out those taxes aren't going to Shasta County. Those taxes are going to the state, and the states just keep pushing their responsibilities onto us.
That's exactly right.
So it's frustrating, and that's why we can't rely on the state to solve our local problems any longer. We need to do it as our own community, as Shasta County, not as any individual city, but as a Shasta County together, a whole, to solve this problem. Because, yes, you hear a lot about the jail and the revolving doors, and you see police officers, and those are two big things that community says, well, we need a bigger jail, and we need bigger, more police officers. But we need to educate them, because that's great, but we could have a big jail and 1,000 police officers, and the jail would be empty, and officers would be bored. Because if we don't have prosecutors, if we don't have probation officers, if we don't have defense attorneys, nothing can happen with those cases.
That's right.
So we really need to educate that this is a full system that needs to be addressed. And if we address the full system, we all can work together. We do work together, and we can make a difference in our community.
And we're getting a blinking light here. I think we need to take a break. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom
about me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of Master Hypnotist Tyson. Plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
Play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Win three slot legs, prizes, or a brand new Harley-Davidson.
It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that stays with you. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Sunday, June 30th, where you could win a brand new Harley-Davidson Sportster Iron 883.
From Reading, Harley-Davidson.
Not one, but two winners. No chrome, no apologies. Just an authentic ride. Riding in Style Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day, free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else.
And our carnival ride special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fare admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. The final portion of our show here. We've been visiting this morning. This is Trish Clark and my co-host this morning, Sharon Clark.
Good morning.
We've enjoyed visiting with you. And we've been visiting with Stephanie Bridget, our district attorney. I want to throw one thing out because we really are just in a midst of our fire danger and what have you. On the way in here this morning, Sue was telling me that she watched someone flip a cigarette out of their window as they were driving down the freeway. I just want to say that's really stupid. And I want people to think about it. If you're smoking, use your ashtray. Don't be throwing cigarettes out on the freeway this time of year. That could start that fire that can turn into the next car fire. So think, people.
And we don't want Sue guilty of road rage.
yeah. I know.
Exactly.
Oh.
I'll need the district attorney.
That's right. but I see that all the time, and I just What are you thinking? Well, they're just not, I guess.
Well, and I think really, Trish, to that point, too, on the highways, keeping an eye out for people that have any chains dangling from their vehicles, all of that stuff, you know, we can't help the blowout that happened last year. I mean, there are accidents that happen, but I've seen people with the chain between the trailer and the vehicle sparking and things like that, and they may not even realize it, and right. Really keeping an eye out for all those little things, and of course, not burning. No one should be burning now. We're done. But yeah, we just had a little scare this morning, and I think, you know, we all need to be vigilant. And if you see something suspicious, you know, that you're reporting that to the proper authorities and keeping people safe and taking any evacuations very seriously. We know that now. Don't make our first responders get in there to get your butt out.
Because you absolutely thought you could go. Yeah. Another thing I want people to be aware of, you know, we need to be more cognizant as we're driving down the road. If you see something in a vehicle and you're trying to get their attention, don't always assume if someone's waving at you next door to you that they're being smart or they're doing something obscene. Maybe take a look around your vehicle if somebody's trying to get your attention. I know several times as I've been traveling, I've seen things. Maybe somebody's left a window open on their rig or what have you, and I'm trying to let them know about that. And I'm, you know, waving wildly
at
them.
And they're like, oh, have a good day.
And they're totally ignoring me. If somebody's waving at you or trying to get, kind of be a little more aware as we're driving, I think is what I'm trying to say. Okay, so we do have a phone call. We're going to go to the phones. And good welcome, Chris.
Good morning, Sharon. Regarding the 1% tax they're talking about for the jail and so forth.
Yes. Go ahead.
What's to prevent Sacramento from not doing what they did when the lottery came into place, where they said, okay, now we have the lottery money, we're going to take this back?
Well,
so now you put in this sales tax for your jails and this and this and this, so we're going to take the money back from these other programs.
Oh, they could take it from other programs that they were already funding? That's your question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that there's not...
There's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee. I will tell you that we in Shasta County have one of the lower tax rates, sales tax rates, because certainly other communities up and down the state have done these special taxes to do those things. But there's nothing to prevent the state or the federal government from taking more money at any given time. This money would be targeted to this specific thing and could not be diverted to fill those other holes, however.
Yeah, but they could take money from funding from other programs if the current tax rate is funding.
Well, they could take that money right now anyway, and so I think we need to do something, or we're going to end up our community just getting worse and worse. And like was pointed out, we don't have the highest tax rate in our community like other communities. So I guess there's always that possibility. I think that's a very slim possibility, and we still, at the end of the day, need to do something to help our community.
Oh, I'm in full support of that. I understand.
Sure.
I don't trust Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
Get right there in line, Chris. I think you could get an eye on all that.
Yeah, I think we all definitely agree with that.
And the other thing, Trish, you mentioned something about someone throwing a cigarette out the window.
Yeah.
Go try and look at a new car and see how many cars actually come with an ashtray.
Yeah, but if you're a smoker, they have all kinds of little things you can buy in the store that attach with suction cups, cigarette ashtrays. If you're a smoker, you need to be responsible about that.
Well, I'm in full support of that, too, but I just don't understand why don't I just leave ashtrays in cars.
Well, I concur with that because I noticed that when I was looking the last time, that's true. It's that politically correct society that rules our life. And they've decided that we shouldn't smoke anymore, so therefore they're just not going to put ashtrays in. They do all kinds of stuff like that that's really stupid, Chris.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Well, we got just a couple minutes left, Stephanie. Yeah. What are our final thoughts for?
Well, I really want to remind people about the events that are going on for Elder Abuse Awareness, kind of bring it back to that. We'd love for as many donations to come in today as possible, non-perishable items of food, bring those by my office at 1355 West Street. And then if we can get, you know, as many people as possible out on Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Sundial Bridge, there's going to be food. There's going to be a scavenger hunt for the game for the kids. It's really family friendly. It's a great event. There's a lot of good resources and just something fun to do on a Saturday night. Just come out to the bridge. It's a beautiful location.
And watch it turn purple.
That's right.
Ben, and as Sharon mentioned earlier, a great opportunity for your young children to learn about being a part of the community and taking care of the elder population. You know, a lot of societies do treasure their senior population and their elder population more than we do. This is our opportunity to act as a community and have a great fun evening at the Sundial Bridge. So thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thanks, Stephanie. All right, thanks for having me.
Thank everybody out there for joining us this morning. This is KCNR 96.5. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great day.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.